shoulder chip, having a chip on your shoulder. If a person, a group, a race, a religion, or a nation has a chip on their shoulder, they are not at peace with themselves and so cannot be at peace with others. This is fundamentally the problem with Arabs. Being descendants of Ishmael, who was rejected as the heir of the promise by God and their forefather Abraham, they have a generational curse on them to feel rejected, second-class, inferior. So along comes Muhammad under the inspiration of Satan to generate ethnic pride. Islam is the result of that inspiration. So the Arabs now have an Arab savior in Muhammad, and they convince themselves of the very opposite of the truth, that Allah is the one true God and that the one described in the Bible is a false God, that Jesus is not the Son of God, etc. You cannot trust someone who has a chip on their shoulder. You're dealing with a seething fire that may manifest itself at any time. Allah has not brought peace to its followers. They fight among themselves when there's no external enemy to fight. In Christ, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus. No real Christian has a chip on their shoulder because of this peace that passes understanding. A Christian's attitude toward Islam should be that of spreading the gospel to them. Furthermore, as long as they worship their false god in the confines of their own territory, we should allow them to do it while taking every opportunity to show them the light. However, when they go into one of their chip-on-their-shoulder rages and threaten others, we must react in a decisive way to prevent loss of life and to send a message that such acts of terrorism will not be allowed. People that don't know God and His Word, the Bible, do not connect with what I have shared above, and so they walk in darkness and falsely believe that all people are the same when treated fairly. Ignorance of or denial of the fact that there is an enemy of humanity, Satan, underpins the delusion that we are now seeing in the world governments. The Word says, if the blind lead the blind, they shall both fall in the ditch. The United States and many other Western countries have blind leadership. We who know the truth must remove them from their places of leadership, or else we will all fall in the ditch. That ditch is loss of freedom and domination under Sharia or some similar oppressive regime. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Think about the analogy below to understand the above scriptures. In World War II, there was a command and control center for the Allied forces. This center is where analysis of the enemy was conducted, strategies formulated, and commands issued. In Europe, Africa, and the Pacific, there were physical forces, soldiers, and armaments deployed. The command and control center did not directly encounter the enemy. They did not fire guns or drop bombs. Likewise, the deployed forces did not make strategic decisions about attacking and defeating the enemy. The coordination between the command and control center with the deployed forces determined the success or failure of war. Had the United States, Britain, Australia, France, USSR had not been unified in their purpose to defeat Nazi Germany, their superior forces would have been to no avail. Disunity is of Satan. It is the foundation for defeat and destruction. The political division in our country has as its basis spiritual division. We must come back to the place where we started. One nation under God, indivisible, if we are ever to defeat the enemy, Satan. The above scriptures tell us that our job as Christians is to fight the ideological, spiritual battle and not count on the strength of our physical forces. In other words, we must take charge of the command and control center. In order for us to take charge of the command and control center to win the spiritual battle, we must be personally convinced of the truth so that we can powerfully communicate it, so that we can rebuke the devil, so that we can give him no place. Until Jesus returns physically, we're stewards of his kingdom, of which the earth is part. Asking God to do something about it is a waste of time. He's given us the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. We're fully equipped with all things for life and godliness to meet any challenge of Satan by the Holy Spirit who strengthens us. Will we stir up the gift within us and go forth to do exploits in Jesus' name? Or will we allow the shoulder chip people to dominate the earthly kingdom of Christ? That's the question.